Welcome to Arts Underground, everybody. I'm Katie Ganaway, joined today by Kelly Reischauer, co-founder of the Southern Fried Film Festival, back again in 2025, specifically June 5th through the 8th. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Katie. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
So briefly, for our listeners who are not familiar with Southern Fried Film Festival, what can we expect when we go?
You can expect to have so much fun, so much energy, to see a film you didn't know existed. Unless you're a nerd and you follow South by Southwest or Sundance, because we are showing some of the films that have been sold out there. So you have an opportunity to see them here in Huntsville. Get your tickets soon. You'll see a little bit of everything. You're going to see something that might be a little bit scary, something that's going to make you have a conversation, something that's going to make you think. So it's a little bit of everything.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. A little bit about the history of Southern Fried Film Festival. Started June 2018 with your co-founder, Chavit.
Yes.
Can you talk about how you first met and eventually created this film festival in Huntsville?
So Chavit and I are actually graduates of Huntsville High School in a long time ago-ish. Years. No, but we met and we became friends in high school. And she actually went on to go to the University of Alabama and she studied film production. And I really was not smart enough to go to medical school, so I couldn't be a medical examiner. So I was like, I'll go to theater school. So I went to theater school, conservatory in Chicago, ended up in Los Angeles. So I co-wrote a children's musical, and I was flying to New York to meet with the author of the book series that it was founded on. We were going to be recording some of the songs and music and whatnot, and Trevitt lived in New York. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have not seen her in forever, and so I reached out. I'm like, hey, are you free any of these days? And she's like, yes, let's go have lunch. So we met up in Chelsea, and it was awesome and reconnected, and then my phone rings when I'm in the airport on my way home, and it's Trevitt, and she says, so I've been thinking that Huntsville needs a film festival, and I wonder if you would, and I just said yes. So it started then, and it was just, she's just the most amazing woman. She's so smart and she's so creative and it's just inspiring to be around her. So I'm kind of like just along for the ride. I know she has a big champagne budget. So anyway, I have to kind of, sorry, we're on like generic beer budget. But anyway, but she turns out and it's just awesome. And I've just, I kind of retired from the performance end of it. And so it's fun to still be connected in a way, in a different way. And I've learned so much.
With her film production and your stage production and being on the other side of the camera, how do you combine forces? Like, what do you bring to the table in creating this kind of thing?
Trevitt brings the brain for raising the money. And she also just has a ton of connections. And so being able to reach out to other filmmakers, writers, to come in and be part of our Q&A. So we'll have panels or she's super organized. I watch a lot of the films, so she's so busy. So I'll watch the films and
how much of your time does that take?
I mean, I work during the day. Okay. So it's at night. So it does take a lot of work, especially right now we're in crunch time. She actually has a film that she produced that is going to have its opening night in Tribeca Film Festival, which is amazing. Wow. So she has a couple films that are just, one's going to be in Cannes Film Festival. So she is very, very busy. So we're kind of scrambling a little bit, but she puts together a great team and we both get super, super stressed out. And then at the end, we're like, oh my gosh, that was so fun.
Let's do it again
next year. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, with all those big name festivals, you know, like, did you or Trevitt or both of you have one in mind, like when you were creating this? Like, we want it to be like this. Or maybe you wanted to take pieces of each?
We have ultimately want to be a mini South by Southwest.
Right.
So that's our ultimate goal. We do have our music lounge. So we will have singer-songwriters. I don't know if you're familiar with Allie Free. Love her. And she has not been able to do our festival. And we keep asking, and this year she's going to be there. And I'm so excited. But we have a music lounge. And we have different panels that will cover everything from writing, producing, mm-hmm. performing, a little tech.
How do you put those panels together? Like, honestly, who do you go to?
We just brainstorm with who we know. And Trevitt mm-hmm. really has that overall creative mind. But like I said, we really love Allie's work.
Right.
And just Allie's story in general. And so we're like, they would be perfect for the vibe that we want to, introduce.
Like, yeah, you're combining independent music with independent film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
They go hand in hand.
I mean, you know, that's kind of what we do, but yeah, exactly.
What kind of role does independent music have in your life, like here in Huntsville?
The music
scene. Or
even
outside of Huntsville.
I will say right now, like the music scene in Huntsville, it's always been around-ish. I mean, but we were in these like dive awful places.
Yes.
My brother is a musician mm-hmm. and he's fantastic. And he was always a member of a garage band or whatever. So mm-hmm. I have been
deeply seated.
Yes. And for me, I don't know, I feel like I connect so much with the stories behind. I don't know. There's just something about when you're starting out and you're not under this huge label and you're not having someone. Not everyone is able to keep that vision that they see for themselves. Like, they're sort of guided in certain directions by either their label, their managers, agents, what have you. And so when you're independent of that, you're seeing that authentic voice and that authentic sound that they're wanting to share with you. So I love it. The music, like I was alluding to, the music scene here has really exploded over the years. And there's so many more places and venues to go. And even just, I mean, I was at, what's that place? It's by the Mars Music Hall, the restaurant, Rhythm on the Row.
Yeah.
And Trevitt and I actually were having dinner there. And there was a guy, just him and his guitar. I wish I remembered his name because he was fantastic. Even that, I was like, oh my gosh. And we were just sucked in.
Yeah.
So it's just even going to a restaurant, you can find, you know, you can find great music around here.
How would you say you were drawn to independent film? Like, wanting to know those stories behind, you know, the people you grew up with in the music scene. What's that connection there?
Well, I think similarly, look.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've got Marvel. That's great. Got a ton of money. There's nothing wrong with films that cost millions and millions of dollars to make. But there's something beautiful when you see a story that wasn't created with millions and millions of dollars. And most of the time, these are people's projects, either the actors in these films, or some celebrity actors will donate their time and money. And that's amazing. But these are they don't have their voice yet. For me, just someone who started, you know, obviously as a nobody, not that I ever became a celebrity, but I'm just saying, you know, I feel for that, and I just connect with the work and the passion it takes to create a project, whether it's a short film or a feature-length film mm-hmm. or a documentary or a narrative film. I mean, animation is a whole other beast that takes forever. But independent film and having an independent film festival, an international one at that, because we're showing one of our films. It was my personal favorite. Well, I shouldn't say that. I fell in love with this film, Loose, and we're showing that one, and it's in Korean and French, and it's gorgeous, and I'm not a subtitle person, and I was sucked in. So I would have never been able to see that, right? And that's not going to be showing at AMC. I feel very honored to be a member of a platform that provides the opportunity for these films to be shared.
I know that there's somebody in Huntsville who is actively trying to make an independent cinema sort of thing happen.
Oh, there's a couple right now.
Yes. And
Kitty with, oh God, yeah, I cut you off, yeah, but Kitty no, with sure. Huntsville Horror. Right. She's awesome. And mm-hmm. she's like, she's just out there, like,
yeah, and make she's it involved with Sidewalk Cinema,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and she's helping us with our, we love to collaborate with Kitty because she's just
I was going to ask you
fun.
About collaborations, yeah. because I know there are people who do screenings, like the guy who does Schlockbuster, I had him on, mm-hmm. and Rob Fries over at the Madison Library, like, those weird films, yeah.
If we had had, you know, if I won that lottery ticket that I bought, mm-hmm. and we had this gorgeous space that we dreamed about at Low Mill, mm. and we're like, it was perfect, and it would be perfect for a year round, mm-hmm. but those cost a lot of money, and it was going to be over $65,000 a year.
Okay.
So,
yep.
Yeah, I would love to have something year round, and I mean, Trevita and I, and Katie, I think, is like this too. Is like, there's room in the sandbox for everybody. Let's mm-hmm. all, you know, I would love to support your work. Let me support you. Hey, I want to give you a shout out, and let me see if I can, you know, build up some, you know, excitement around your project as well.
And you all have a common goal. Mm-hmm. Like, you're all trying to get people to appreciate, yeah. you know, independent cinema. And I was going to ask you, Kelly, also, how do you feel when somebody comes to Southern Fried Film Festival for the first time and they're like, I've never seen anything like this? Like, what kind of feedback do you get?
We've gotten a lot of feedback from, yeah, with like, oh my gosh, I've always heard of film festivals, but I didn't know, and you know, and
just like,
I didn't know what to expect. Yeah, in that exact read, that exact tone, that's a line read of what I hear from
exactly.
people. No, but it's really great, and a lot of thank you. You know, I would have never been able to see that film, or in some, you know, some people who read about these films, but they were never going to come to Huntsville, and we happened to be, you know, show them like Black Barbie. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I love that film. That didn't really show the theaters here. It went on, you know, outside of it. And we've had Joyride. Like, I mean, we've brought a lot of films that some people had heard about and they were super excited to be able to see them.
But like you said, AMC is not going to
have it. AMC
ain't
going to show it. Yeah. And, you know, we don't have a Lemley Theater yet. We're working on it, Huntsville. We are working on it. We just need some monies. That's all we need.
Besides money being a challenge, what other kind of challenges have you had to overcome?
Finding space.
Okay. So because I know, like, it's happening, Southern Fried Film Festival is happening across multiple places.
Yes.
And has in years past.
The first year we were solely at the old Law Library downtown, perfect. I love that space. It's amazing. But yeah, as we've grown, we've been at different places. And this year, you have to be flexible when you're doing these things. And you can't have a plan A, B, C, or D because there is nothing. So it's just a constant state of flexibility. Let's pivot. What are we going to do? So because we lost one of our spaces. Mm. And now we're going to be at Low Mill. So we'll be in the old, because they got the elevator, one of the elevators working. Because one thing for us too is accessibility is very important. So not only do we want to bring films that cover the entire spectrum of humanity, either within the people behind the camera, in front of the camera, we want our films to be accessible to all. And so accessibility is incredibly important. So we were so excited when that elevator got working. So we're going to be up in the theater space where Theater Huntsville was housed for so long. And then we'll also be having our music lounge at Tangled Strings. So we also play short films. We'll show a short before a feature. Mm. And so we may really love a short and there is no feature to go with it. Or we have these amazing features and it would be weird to play a cute, you know, little animated short in front of that feature. So it is, I don't want to say it's a struggle. It's a constant moving of pieces to really create a solid lineup mm-hmm. that shows Huntsville and anybody who comes the, like, our kind of style, right? Because every film festival has a little bit of a different vibe. And so we're trying to say, hey, this is us. This is Southern Fright Film Festival.
Have you worked with Alex Gibson?
Yes. Oh, okay. Alex is amazing.
I had him on the show pretty recently. And I got to go help judge some of their short films that they submitted for, I think it was like a 72-hour
yes.
film race.
Yes.
That was so fun.
It's so much fun. Alex is fantastic. Yes. He's worked with us almost like every single year of the festival. We love him. He does such great work. He is such a wonderful uniter, if that's, you know. I love his energy. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. And he is really, we always show like the winning film of the short film festival. Like, we'll show that.
That's so cool.
But we adore Alex. Yeah, absolutely. Big fan. Big fan.
So you have all these collaborations. You get all this feedback. You overcome these challenges. How has all of that shaped you, like taken you from 2018 to 2025? Like, what are you most proud of that you've accomplished so far?
We've been really proud to have grown our audience. Last year, we had a sold out show.
Nice.
Like, it was oversold, crammed in there. That was really exciting. And I'm honestly really proud that we were able to continue through COVID. Now, granted, film is a little different. So we were able to do pop-up drive-in, and we didn't charge for that. We paid for that out of our own pockets. Well, maybe Trevi's pocket, a little bit of my pocket. But
New York.
Wanted to offer the community something. And also so many other 501c3s, they didn't get the opportunity to have their big fundraising events because they're all indoors. So we opened up, we reached out to every single 501c3 in Huntsville and said, hey, here's an opportunity. We're going to share our stage with you. You can have a table set up. Come and share about your organization. Let us so that we can at least maybe even somebody who's never even heard of your organization, because it's a different audience than may usually come to your events. So I was really so proud that we were able to do that, that we had the opportunity to share our stage with other 501c3s and just share about them, because there's some amazing, amazing organizations that do incredible work here in Huntsville.
I want to go back to the panels, and you were talking about Ali Free being part of the panel this year. And I want to know, like, these panels, are they post-discussions, after the film?
Those are different. That's a good question.
Different. Okay, I'm sorry about
that. No. Don't be sorry. You don't know.
Okay, I'm not sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Not sorry.
But sorry, no. So we have different. So we will have a Q&A after the films. Okay. Not every single film, but some films will have a Q&A afterwards. Mm-hmm. We're bringing in some actors from some of the films.
Ooh.
So I know, go check out the website. Okay. I don't know if I can say that or not. But on our website, there's information about...
Yeah, there's like a film guide and everything.
And you can buy your tickets. Mm-hmm. I mean, opening night, Sally at the Planetarium, come on out. Like, if that's not
really
perfect...
Cool place
when we got that, we were like, no, yes! Because funny enough, finding an opening night film is always the hardest thing.
Why is
that? It's just hard. It just is, because the opening night is something that's just different. It's you know, it's kicking it off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
it sets the tone.
It sets the tone, yeah. And it's just, you want it to be special, I guess, for lack of a better adjective. But I'm super stoked about that. And the Planetarium, if you've never been, it's just...
Oh, yeah.
It's just a cool space. I mean, Cocktails and Cosmos, like, come on. I love that. But it's... So I totally even forgot the question you just asked me earlier, because I got all excited about talking about Sally at the Planetarium. But, panels and Q&As.
Mm-hmm.
But we will have panels are more focused conversations about specific topics. So, you know, Allie, share about the writing style, how they came up with the story, the song, and then sing about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a panel where there are producers, and we're going to show 30-minute, it's like a 30-minute documentary with the producers. And then they're going to talk about what it takes to produce that. And, I mean, let's face it, the two biggest things in Huntsville artists and engineers. But we're bringing in people from outside as well, because I think, yes, we can learn a lot from anybody, really, but it's neat sometimes to get an outside perspective that you may not always have the opportunity.
Yeah. Do you have a moment that stands out in your head that just really touched your heart or made you laugh or anything, like at Southern Fried Film Festival?
Oh, man, yeah. I did shed a couple of tears a couple of times. Just, I mean, and even like watching the films again, like I just, hearing the Q&As after the films with Black Barbie and the filmmaker, like she came and her story and just how she came up with this movie and just really touched my heart. I'm lucky, right? Or I don't know if that's not the right word. No.
Fortunate.
I'm privileged that I have seen myself represented like my whole life. I saw myself in baby dolls and toys and on TV. And there's something really incredible when you see someone see themselves. And it's just a beautiful moment to witness, to just, and it reminds me just, you know, I need to be mindful. And how can I be a catalyst to provide opportunities, whether it be in film or somebody can see themselves represented.
You and Trevita are doing that for Huntsville.
Yeah, that's a goal. I mean, we're very mindful of that. So that's something we really do take to heart when we're looking at films. So that's just something that that touched me. Also seeing like the Little Richard documentary last year, and we had some of his bandmates and stuff. And it was just cool. It was so many people don't know that. I mean, his story, like, oh, my word.
It's back and forth between Oakwood.
Yeah. And the history on Oakwood campus, I mean, you know, you have graves, slaves buried there. And
unmarked, too.
Unmarked, yeah. And there's just so much history right up the street, you know. And
Literally
from here, exactly. Yeah. I loved being able to remind people of that.
Where would you like to see Southern Fried Film Festival evolve to in the next few years?
Our biggest goal would be to have a year-round cinema, have an independent film, year-round screenings, year-round collaborations.
Like a dedicated space.
Just our own, like a space with marquee Southern Fried Film Festival and lights. No, but truthfully, we would love that because that's really the way to grow. It's difficult when you're kind of this traveling pop-up, you know, but to have a home, because every year we think we've blasted this, you know, we're like, oh, my, how do you not know about this? And people are like, I didn't know we had an international film. What? I'm like, oh, my word. I'm like, I know we don't have all the money to do like all the advertising, but I mean, y'all are so great. And we hang posters and we, you know, we're just a little bitty team, but I feel like our reach. I'm like, wait a minute, how do you not know? So when you have a home, a space, then that would be ideal.
Before we go, what is your favorite snack while you're watching a movie, Kelly?
Oh, okay. Well,
if you snack.
When I ate sugar a lot, milk duds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you ever put them in the popcorn?
I didn't, but I do like a little sweet and like M&M's in my popcorn or chocolate chips at home. I'll do the chocolate when the popcorn is hot and you sprinkle chocolate chips in there and just,
All right. Yeah. How can people find you online, Kelly?
SouthernFriedFilmFestival.org.
All right. And they can also follow you on social.
You can follow us. We're on Instagram. I think it's at Southern Fried.
If you type in Southern Fried Film Festival, it'll come up.
Yeah. You'll look for the little logo that has a rocket in it. There's like an orange. It's a little abstract.
Can't miss it.
No. And we're on Facebook, too.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add today?
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to share. And we're looking forward to seeing you, all of you out there at our festival this year.
Thank you so much for joining me, Kelly.
Thank you. Yay.